This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the evening edition. Now, of course, kicking things off with a phenomenon that most of us don't like, one involving rather sharp objects.
Needles and pins, because of all my pride.
So just like a trip to the dentist, injections are universally abhorred. In fact, recent research from the Medical College of Georgia has found that the fear of needles is a major reason some people choose not to get vaccinated. I'm laughing because I really don't like needles either.
Neither do I. So we've just come through this huge saga of our own as well, right, with the whole vaccination issue.
Yeah.
Things came to a bit of a head. This was in April last year when the health ministry figures showed that nearly 1,600 children didn't receive vaccination in 2016. But I have to say that wasn't exactly due to a fear of needles.
That's right.
That was brought down to the whole, you know, anti-vaccination movement that blew out of proportion.
And it was a really tough one to tackle, but I honestly didn't realize that this needle phobia could be so severe that it would actually prevent people from getting something as crucial as a vaccination shot. I mean, I won't lie, I don't like getting shots myself, but I look at it as one of those things that you just have to do, right? One of life's most unpleasant experiences.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, according to the study, it is really a paralyzing fear. In fact, needle phobia, that's what they call it, it's apparently tripled over the last 30 years.
Well, so to find out a little bit more about this, if this is indeed a problem, we're crossing over to consultant pediatrician Dr. Yong Janina Fazil. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Yong. So tell us, do many of your patients come in with this fear of needles?
Generally, a lot of children are, and if they are in the school age group, like 5 to 7, mm-hmm. when they require their booster shots, most of them are scared of getting it up.
Right. And would you say then that the fear of needles has perhaps gotten worse over the years?
I don't think the fear of needles has increased per se among the children. I think they're just more vocal about it. They are more open and they readily admit that they're scared.
Right.
I don't do much scared for adults. Mainly children, it's a pediatric clinic. But the children are pretty vocal by telling me that, you know, I'm scared of getting a shot. I'm scared it will hurt.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I really empathize with that. And tell us about parents. Have you encountered situations where the parents' own fear of needles has stopped them from bringing their own kids in?
Luckily for me, no. Because the parents are aware of the need for the vaccine. So they drag their kids over anyway, and then we try to talk and calm the child down before giving the jab. What I normally do is I distract them.
Yeah.
I sing songs, I tell stories, I ask them questions about their school life and life in general, and I prepare the jab during that time and administer it.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, I used to have a pediatrician who would inject me on the count of two. She'd tell me,
oh,
I'm going to count to three.
Classic move.
And then she'll hit me with it.
I still fall for it today.
Today. Yeah. It obviously worked for you. But for you, Dr. Yong, does that distraction work?
It has been very effective for me because at the end of it, they just say, oh, that didn't hurt, actually. I was scared for nothing. Or some will actually say, it did hurt, but it's okay, it's over now, right? Mm. They're fine. And some go on to get 2 jabs.
Mm.
So the standard 1 jab comprises 2 jabs.
Yeah.
So some actually agree to have 2 jabs then.
Okay,
smart move. So if it's not needles that parents are afraid of, so what are their concerns?
Usually parents are concerned about how painful the jab's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you give more than 1 shot, whether or not the child's going to have to be at increased risk of fever or other side effects. And whether or not it's going to be more painful than if the child was to take 1 jab.
And even things like the pain and crying, is that a deterrent?
That's not been a problem with me. Most of my patients return, or if they don't, they go to another clinic,
right,
and they come back later, or they simply forgot. And that usually happens if they've got many kids, and it's not the first one. Sometimes they forget that the child is due for an 18-month shot, for example, because they've been busy or travelling, or they've been posted elsewhere.
Right.
But the pain and crying, in my experience, has never been a deterrent to parents bringing their kids in for jabs.
So, Dr. Yong, you've been a pediatrician for quite some time now. I'm sure you have some stories for us about how bad the fear of needle has affected some of your patients.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, that has also happened, especially with firstborn babies,
right,
where the mothers come in and they're too scared to hold their baby for the jab, so they're scared of needles. I've also had mums passing out because of the fear of needles.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. So actually, I've got one cute one where I gave the jab to a young baby, and of course the baby cried, and the elder brother came and kicked me in the shin for hurting the brother.
Oh, no.
I'm like, ouch, you hurt my brother.
Oh, bless him.
Dr. Yong, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was consultant pediatrician Dr. Yong Janina Fadzel sharing her thoughts and experiences on the fear of needles. I mean, I didn't expect getting kicked in the shin.
I don't think that's
part of the job description.
I love it.
And now, folks, if you have any stories that you'd like to share about injections or fear of needles or what do you call it? Needle phobia? Is that what
needle
it's called?
Needle phobia, yeah.
Give us a call at 03-771-09000. We've got more music coming up on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.